Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hi. Is there an Eric?
I'm sorry? Is there an Eric here?
Yes. Eric Rothenberg?
Okay. Eric Rothenberg?
Yes.
May I tell him who's calling?
It's Chris Gray. We had a call a couple of days ago, I believe on Friday or Thursday, regarding a Wikipedia page.
Sure. Chris, so how do you spell your last name?
Chris Gray. G-R-E-Y.
Chris Gray, sure. Could you hold on one moment, Chris?
Sure.
Let me see if he's available. Thanks.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. Getting dark, too dark.
Good afternoon, Attorney Rothenberg's office.
Hi, is Eric available?
May I tell him who's calling?
It's Chris Gray.
And what's it regarding?
This is regarding a Wikipedia page. I do have his personal number as well, but I didn't want to reach him directly. We had a chat a couple of days ago, maybe on Thursday or Friday, regarding a Wikipedia page for a gallery for some paintings.
Okay. Hold on one moment.
Sure.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of...
Chris?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good. Did you get my text?
I did not get your text. Did you send it yesterday? We were having some maintenance yesterday, so I didn't receive any text yesterday.
No. Sorry, I think it was an email. Let me just see.
Let me see. Let me check my spam or junk.
I sent a, maybe it was a text. Let me just see where you're.
The last text that I have from you was the link for the website.
Yes. No, that was a different link. I sent you a link.
For the Yankee.
Yeah, no, I know what link you're talking about. I'm trying to see. I thought it was an email, though. I tried to send an email, so let me just see. Yeah, this is it. Support at Wiki. I thought that's where I sent it to. But I don't see it now. I'm trying to find it. And I don't see it there. So the only thing it could be was a text. Oh, yeah, I sent it to 760-688-0255.
Let me see. I
yesterday
haven't received any. Right. So I haven't received it yesterday because we were having some maintenance on our ring, so that is why I don't have any messages from yesterday. I just followed up today.
Okay, well, I sent it. My brother said no. My sister said no. They sent me. He sent me an email, a link to Wikipedia, Wikimedia Foundation, saying you shouldn't have to pay to get Wikipedia pages. I told him, look, you know, I'm not interested in that. I would be happy to spend each of us $500 and get this thing up and running and have them do it. And they said, well, let me give it a try. And I know my brother. He fancies himself as a web designer, which he's not. But he has done web designs for clients. and thinks he can do it. And I said, look, I don't have time for it. I'm still working. He's 4 years.
That's partly true, so let me guide you on that.
No, I understand that. But I knew that. I knew I could do my own, but that's not going to help. I don't have time. I'm a full-time lawyer. I work long hours. My wife works. He and his wife both are retired, and he's 4 years younger than me, and she's about 9 years younger than me. And my sister's 2 years older than me, and she's been retired since she's 65. Mm-hmm. So that's 8 years. And if they want to do it, they can do it. I'll see how they do. I don't want to do it all by myself when it's my father and we have 3 kids and we're all on his artwork. And so that's what I said was, okay, give it a try. And did you get the text I just sent?
Yes, I just got it.
Yeah.
Brother and sister.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think of two out of three of us.
Right. Part of the fee that we charge goes directly to other administrators to approve the page. Now, if you do it yourself, the approval time is anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And we are getting it done within 4 to 5 weeks. So, hence,
Chris, I was already sold, Chris. You're worth the money to me. It's $1,500. I make a lot of money all year. My brother is richer than I am for never having worked really in his life. His wife's family is rich. Her grandparents paid for their 2 kids' colleges.
Mm-hmm.
They got them in investment deals, and they've made money. My brother hasn't worked since he's 40 years old. And it's just how life is. I believe you pay for what you get. I charge a lot of money as a lawyer. I'm over $500 an hour. So I know what it's like to be on both sides, and I have no problem paying a professional to do it right and take what I have and see how it goes. I do this all the time. I hire lots of lawyers, like engineers, architects, and I pay them. They're worth it because a lot of things you can do yourself and a lot of things you just say, yeah, I could do it myself, but I'd rather you do it.
Perfect. So, we're proceeding with your father's art paintings, right?
Yeah, his art paintings.
Perfect.
He has his paintings. Yeah.
And
I now have, I put together some stuff thinking I was going to be sending it to you, and I found there was an article on him. This is so sad that we're just collecting it all in one place now, but there was an article on him in Ceramics Monthly for his ceramic tile paintings, I think in the 60s. Hold on, I just need to view this as detail so I can see what I posted recently. Details, yeah, here. Details. So, Ceramics Monthly was, where is it? Second page.
How old is the article?
January of 1961.
All right. So that's pretty
old. Then there was an article with me in the newspaper, Newsday, Art Spells Success to an Art Executive. This was in, I think, what else? I don't have the date. It doesn't have the picture of the date. I was 7, okay. So that would be 1958.
All right.
About his stuff. And then I have then there was another article on him in Newsday, the same newspaper, with a picture that I now own called The Fisherman, which he won the East Hampton Guild Hall. That was his award for winning the previous year. The award you won is your own show the year after.
Mm-hmm.
So he won Best of Show with all artists in East Hampton, a well-known haven for artists back in the 50s and 60s. As I said, William de Kooning and Jackson Pollock all were out in the Hamptons painting.
Perfect.
Many others as well. So I have that.
Those with the questionnaire.
I have the pamphlet that he did for the Guildhall, which has his sort of resume back in 73. And that's it. So I have there was a picture in 1973 of the judges in front of the painting that won. I also have that one, by the way, in my house. And that was their 35th annual Artist Members Exhibition. It shows Lobsterman, a ceramic work by Arthur Mayer's Best in Show. So I have that. I started putting together all these things in addition to having several hundred pictures of his paintings over his life. So I'm ready to go. I'm going to give him a short leash, and if he doesn't want to take it, you know, I knew what you'd say, and I got that. I tried to sell him, but you know, my brother is cheap. It would cost us no money at all to get a page up and running.
Once you get your father's page up running, and maybe if you want your page up running as well, we can get that, and maybe he'll get him on board as well.
Well, no, no. My father doesn't need more than one. I don't need a page of my own that's different than his.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can go. So it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the call. Let me just see if I have in here. Do I have in here? So I only have the support at wikimasterzendesk.com conversation you and I had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have your email address.
I'll text you my email. It's chris.g@wikimoderator.com. Let me text you.
Yeah, and then I'll keep that, and we'll stay in touch. I'm not going to shop around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, look, I checked him out. He's got good credentials, and I'm fine. And it's not a lot of money to me if I did the whole thing, $1,500. My father has been, in my mind, I've known for a long time in life that art is not about talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's about marketing. His high school friends were Chaim Gross, who was a sculptor. I don't know if you know the name.
Mm-hmm.
And his other high school friend is Federico Castellan, known as Fred Castellan.
Mm-hmm.
And they both, Chaim Gross has a museum in Israel and in New York City. I've been to the New York City one. They went to the same Erasmus High School in New York, and Chaim was older than him, but Fred was a year or two older than him, and they were friends through life. Thank you, I got your email. And my father always said that Chaim always told to him, like, pick something that is a common thing. Don't jump all over the place like Picasso did with the blue period and the distortion period and this period. You know, stick with one thing and just keep doing new variations of ideas on it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did do a lot of that. Fred Castellan was also known for a process that nobody seems to do anymore called Resist Ink, R-E-S-I-S-T, Ink.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process where you paint white on black mats, and then they look like negatives, and then you fill it in with color, with watercolors, and then you put hot wax over it. And it looks like an oil. I'm actually looking at one in my office right here. There was some on the website that I sent you, I believe. And he's got, and the ceramic tiles, which, as I said, he wanted it to look like a stained glass window because he repaired them in England during the war. So not everybody who's really talented. There are many other artists like my father who are super talented, really nice stuff. I never understood Jackson Pollock's sprinkling crap on canvases on the floor as he stood over them and selling it for $1 million back in the 60s. I never understood that. I know. Yes, I've seen them in the museums, and I go, really? So this is his talent.
Yeah.
His talent is this. It's okay. And my father's talent was recognized in show after show, but my father was also very typical of artists, like, I don't know if you just know the story of Van Gogh, but he never sold a painting in his lifetime. His brother, Theo, was the only one that ever purchased, through straws, his artwork. And by the time he died, none of his paintings had been sold to third parties other than his brother, who did that to keep him sane. And he probably went insane from licking all the brushes that were filled with lead paint, which people didn't know back then. Deadly to the brain. Lots of artists just don't make it during their lifetime.
Right.
My father had.
Usually, it's once they're gone, and the odds just goes up.
Yeah, if you get to the right place, I think many actors say the same thing. I happen to be at the right place. I was spotted at a supermarket. I was spotted at a shopping center, and the guy thought I looked good for his movie. And the next thing you know, I'm multi-billionaire and the best actress in America. We know it doesn't really work that way, but
right.
I'm proud of my dad's stuff. I truly love his art. And think it's amazing. And I understand that not all artists become famous and well-known. So I said, at least I can do. Well, thank God Wikipedia came along and said, you don't have to have encyclopedia. to be recognized. We can have a public one.
Right.
People can contribute to it and do it that way. And I felt that he merited such thing, as I said, having been recognized by the U.S. government in World War II and numerous awards after that, and then his artwork speaks for itself. So I figured, you know what, I'm just going to search for someone like you who will take the ball from me. I'll feed you whatever you need. If you say, oh, I need you to give me a new play, I'll give you a new play. I'll throw that into that. I do that with my own. If you ever looked me up on the web.
I did, actually.
So we have, I send all my stuff to my web designer. My web designer only deals with law firms. He decided that focusing on one area of the world rather than be everything to everybody would help those that he did help because he knew their business so well. And I just feed him stuff, and he says, and he reaches out and he says, oh, I could use an article on this subject. Do you have anything? And I might say, no, that's not for me. Or, yeah, I'll get back to you in a week or two, and I'll get you one. So I understand that, to me, you're worth it. I appreciate the call. I know you'll do a good job, and you know what you're doing. And I don't want to waste any more of your time, or mine for that matter. I'll got your email. I'm going to put it in my contacts, which are then on my phone and my desktop and backed up. And when my brother falls on his face, I'll reach out to you.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks for catching up.
Anytime.
Have fun out west.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.